SBS in deutscher Sprache.
Now, with Chris Franklin and John Britton, it's John Duffin and here come the Socceroos.
Socceroos, Socceroos.
The local combination of man and kangaroo.
Socceroos, Socceroos. Here come the Socceroos.
Roy Hay ist ein australischer Fußballkenner. Der gebürtige Schotte kam 1977 nach Victoria und hat in seiner Karriere als Sozialwissenschaftler und Journalist hunderte wissenschaftliche Artikel und eine Handvoll Bücher geschrieben, unter anderem A History of Football in Australia und A Wicked Foreign Game. Hay erklärt, wie alles begann und die Socceroos zu ihrem kuriosen Namen kamen.
This was in 1972. The Australian Soccer Federation had a new group of advertisers came in and they were trying to promote the game, and one of the things they came up with was a logo using a kangaroo. And since the word soccer was commonly used, they blended Socceroos around the image of the kangaroo. And this was used on the program and the promotional material for a game when a series of games when Dundee United came out from Scotland to play in the close season.
So weit, so gut. Aber es war noch ein weiter Weg, denn bis dahin war der Name Socceroos wenig mehr als ein Logo für Marketingzwecke. Dies sollte sich ändern, als ein Journalist, Tony Horsted vom Daily Mirror in Sydney, einen Wettbewerb startete, 1967.
Now, there'd been a journalist who had been looking for a name for the national team. And he'd run a competition a couple of years earlier. And the major vote, or the highest number of votes, was for emus. And he said, no, that is never going to work. So when he saw the Socceroos logo and the name, he thought, this is what we should do.
The longest wait is over. Our soccer's back on track. We're stoked that Hiddink's heroes have put Oz back on the map. So grab another stubby and give your mate a slap. Here come the Socceroos.
Root me, Ranger, take a squiz at this. Street me, snuff a duck. We've only made the final to the FIFA World Cup. To win now, all we have to do is score some goals for luck. Here come the Socceroos.
Socceroos, Socceroos.
We're the one to swim down under and we'll show you what to do.
Socceroos, Socceroos. Here come the Socceroos.
Socceroos klingt in der Tat besser als Emus oder Koalas. Aber wie ging es weiter? Hay arbeitet seit 25 Jahren als Forscher an der Deakin-Universität in Geelong, erklärt, welche Rolle eine bekannte Frauenzeitschrift bei der Zementierung des Namens Socceroos spielte.
So, in his column in 1972, when the Australian team was actually touring in Asia that year and went further afield, actually went over to Mexico and played in the Azteca. In his column, he began to use this term, Socceroos. And for a while, it was just a one-off. But eventually, by 1974, when the team qualified for the World Cup in Germany, it had got the lens to being used in the Australian Women's Weekly. And when that happens, you know that it is cut through into the mainstream. So that's how it evolved. It wasn't something that was created by this journalist, but he certainly used the term. And so other people picked it up as a shorthand, and eventually it became the national name for the team. And it has persisted.
Heute ist der Name Socceroos fest auf der internationalen Bühne etabliert, sowie die Mannschaft in Deutschland, Les Bleus in Frankreich oder Le Azzurri in Italien. Das australische Alleinstellungsmerkmal überdauerte sogar die Regentschaft von Frank Lowy. Ihm gefiel das Wort Soccer gar nicht.
I mean, the ASF thought it would eventually die out. Certainly the new regime under Football Federation Australia and Frank Lowy thought it was going to disappear, especially when they started arguing for new football rather than old soccer. But in fact, as a marketing brand, it's survived everything.
Socceroos, here come the Socceroos. Socceroos, Socceroos.
We're the wonders from down under and we'll show you what to do.
Socceroos, Socceroos. Holy soccer, what a shocker.
Kommentieren Sie unsere Inhalte. Liken Sie uns auf facebook.com/sbsgerman.